Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze and interviews straight from the heart of San Francisco. This time we're straight from the heart of the Punchline Comedy Club, one of my favorite haunts in San Francisco. I should say one of Bitch Talk's favorite haunts in San Francisco. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us every Monday morning on BFF.fm from 5:30 to 6. This is a fun one. It's our second year working with Reimagine and hosting a Q&A at the end of a Reimagine Good Grief comedy show. So you're going to hear from comics Mikey Waltz, Joe Klosek, and Sandra Rizzer. And we'll see you on the other side of this episode to chat through the show and the Q&A. My name's Erin. I'm with the Bitch Talk podcast. We're based in San Francisco. So anyways, this is my second time doing this for Reimagine. I really appreciate them having me here, so thank you. And I thank Live Nation also for having us here. So I wanted to ask first a group question. What about Reimagine made you want to open up and share your stories?
Like I said, when I was on stage, I did. This was like at the anniversary of the last time I performed before my whole almost died situation. But now I just like coming back here whenever I can. This is one of my favorite rooms. And I think this is a cool festival. It's cool to, I think comedy is like one of the best ways to talk about death. Because it's just a big old joke, right?
Didn't they have a roast for your leg here?
Yeah, we did. We did, the end of that night that I was here, we did a roast. And Andrew had a, we were just talking about this backstage, but Andrew, who hosted tonight, had a great zinger. And he came up first and he said, because I just watched the video today and I was reliving it. And he got up and he said, Mikey is a Leo. But his leg is a cancer. And,
it's a good one.
I mean, that night was savage, but we had a great time. It was beautiful.
Well, first off, I am a woman, and rather than passing this whole stand around, I think it makes much more sense. Sorry, man. What made me probably want to do this, besides just being asked to do it, is the fact that there aren't, I know, a lot of touring comics that are over 70 years of age. And
especially women, also. Women comics.
Yeah, and there's even fewer women around. But some of my favorite comedians were older women. And it's kind of a tribute to them to be able to do it.
Mm. I'm a whore for stage time, number one. So if I'm asked to do a show, I'm going to do a show. But yeah, this was a really nice way to talk about material that you can't always do, you know? And I think as a comedian, I learned a long time ago, the audience really lets you be two things on stage, angry or funny. So being able to be a complete human being with a whole range of emotions is always an excellent thing to do. So yeah, thanks for putting this together.
I love this festival. It means a lot to me. So I'm so glad that you guys were a part of it. Mikey, I wanted to ask you a question about your life event a year ago now, basically.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Was it easy to work in that material into your comedy, or were you like, I'm fucking scared and I don't want to do this?
I think that I wasn't really sure that I was gonna keep on doing stand-up, because it's like such a, you have to like put yourself on display so much, and that was a tough thing to get over. But then I really have no other skills. So I realized that it was this was an opportunity for me to do something different with my comedy that I feel like I believe a lot more in my jokes now than I used to, and I think it's talking about dying and cancer and all that stuff, like it works better for comedy than you think that it's going to, because like comedy is very much about like creating and releasing tension, right? So what's better than just like making a joke about cancer? You know, that's the most tense it could be. And oddly, people just get the most weird about Paul Walker.
I know, it was weird. It seems like it was so long ago that he died. So
it was over 10 years ago, people. Let him go. He's in a better place.
We need to move on, people.
Sandra, what I wanted to ask you was, what's it been like putting yourself out there later in life?
It is what keeps me young. It keeps me alive. I have a goal. When I'm 120, I want to be in the Senior Olympics. Hey, I'm going to enter the walker race and the stand-up sit-down. So I don't. But that, it does. It gives me something to do. If I didn't do this, I have no clue what I would do with my retirement. I'd been in corporate America my whole life. I'd given speeches. I'd done stuff like that. And it was just kind of a natural progression after I was a competitive amateur bodybuilder in my early 50s. I kind of moved into comedy.
Wow. I want to know more about that. that's another podcast.
Yes, I have jokes.
Okay, great.
You were a competitive bodybuilder?
Amateur.
Wow. Okay.
Joe, I was listening to a podcast earlier, Radio Rehab, and you said that you were freaked out about doing this show for Reimagine. So
a little bit, yeah, yeah.
So what about it freaked you out, and how was it?
How was it? All right. Well, because I didn't get love growing up, that's all I need right there. That's going to... yeah, it was... I mean, it's scary to... I think, you know, any comedian is always a little afraid of, oh, am I going to get rejected? Is it going to go well? Is a joke not going to land right? And stand-up comedy gets disrespected a lot, but it's an art, and you are on display. I mean, you can't hide from the reaction. The crowd is seeing everything and feeling everything that you're feeling. You can't disguise if a joke doesn't go well. Everybody is in the room in that moment together. So the idea of like coming up here and saying like, yeah, I'm an addict, I'm in recovery, that was a little scary. And then talking about death, it's not the typical comedy show topic, you know? I didn't tell any comedian, any friend like, oh, Tuesday I'm going to the Punchline and I'm doing the show centered around death. And nobody said, so hacky, that didn't happen. You know, because it doesn't normally happen. So it's great that we can have this conversation. It's great that we can use humor to like demystify it. But yeah, I mean, it was a good feeling to let that story out and talk about my friend and honor him. You know, he had a really big effect on me, and I might not have gotten through that experience of being in rehab if he hadn't been there. And then the idea of losing him, it also made what I found more precious to me. And it just made me appreciate what anybody who has this disease is up against. You have to make the decision every day. And I think about him often. I still think about him a lot. I'll see like something ridiculous and I'll just think like John would appreciate that. You know, so I'm glad I got to meet him. I'm glad I got to tell other people, you know, my story and share John with other people.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrap this up with my last question for the group. It's very Reimagine style, so I hope you appreciate it. If you die tomorrow, what one word would you want your friends and or family to describe you? One word.
You better go first.
You've had longer to think about it.
Sandra will go first.
Yeah. She finally stopped talking.
That's not one word, but it's fine, Sandra.
That kind of proves the point.
Yeah, I can't think of just one word. No, I can only think of phrases. But I would like to be remembered as a good person.
Yeah.
I've like rewritten my website bio like 20 times, so I don't know how to answer this in one word. It was very difficult.
Okay, a phrase, some a phrase, fine.
Afraid. Yes. I don't want to be afraid for my last word. I don't know. Fucking pizza.
All right, I'm going to go with laughter. Yeah.
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 It's a good way to end it. So thank you again for staying for our little live Q&A podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I'm Aaron from Bitch Talk Podcast. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Mikey.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Reimagine. Good night. Those were comedians Mikey Waltz, Joe Klosek, and Sandra Rizzer. They were all a part of the Good Grief show put on by Reimagine and The Punchline.
It was a pretty fat lineup. We didn't get everybody.
No, it would have been too much, though.
Yeah, I mean, we only got to, you know, it was after like 90 minutes.
Yes.
Almost 2 hours of comedy.
Was it like 7 comedians? 9 comedians?
Something like that. I think, yeah, we're looking at, at least 7 comedians.
Yeah. It's fun. I enjoy this show. It's just different.
It's different. It's like if you're a fan of comedy and you know you want to see something that you're not used to seeing on stage, because these are, you know, like it's also seeing comics not in their regular element.
Right, and like more than not bearing their soul and sharing a lot more personal shit than they normally do.
Right.
And I loved each of them. They all had a really
good a different
story.
Yeah,
they all had
it was grief or it was trauma or it was death in a different form for every single one of them. There wasn't anything that was the same.
Right.
You know.
And I want to relate to people is after you heard that Q&A that we just had, Mikey Waltz, if it wasn't clear through the Q&A, because obviously you may not have been here to see the stand-up, he lost his leg almost a year ago to this day from bone cancer, randomly. He's a young dude. Joe, who you can actually hear extended interviews on Radio Rehab, a friend of the show, Dana Keyes.
Yeah, we had him on last week. Yeah.
He's an addict. He's an addict and survived a lot of shit. And then Sandra, she's 78 years old and doing stand-up comedy. And she's fucking hilarious. We've seen her before, like, 2 years ago.
I feel like I've seen her, you know, like when you go to, you know, some headliner show and she's...
She was part of Sandy Steck's lineup at Cobb's years ago.
Oh, I remember that.
Ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like I've seen her a few more times outside of that. But yeah, she's just one of those comics that you're just like, when you see her, you're just like, oh yeah, she's hilarious.
Yeah. So it was really special for all of them to share their stories. I thought John Ross was hilarious. I've never seen him. Laughed a lot. But I thought everyone was great. Annika Sela, who's been on the show before, shared a lot about her personal life.
And Ron Vai.
Oh, he's always fucking funny.
He was here last time.
And he's been on the show. It was a good time and another good lineup by Reimagine. And I want to thank them for having us. I want to thank the Punchline / Live Nation for having us again. And we hope to keep doing more of these.
Yeah, Reimagine's just getting started too, so.
There's
a lot more to come, so yeah, check them out.
Yeah. That's it from The Punchline. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. We have, like, so many episodes, guys. It's kind of crazy. And you can find us every Monday morning on BFF.fm from 5:30 to 6. We are powered by GoTo Productions.
Bitch, please. I don't even need it.
All right. Background music.